We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stunning interview yesterday. We ended up finishing it later in the hour with our Sheriff Hobart Lewis. Fort T believes 1,400 illegals that he knows of coming in on buses. He knows where they're being dropped off. He is, of course, the sheriff of Greenfield County. That would mean rough back of the envelope, 15 to 16,000 illegals being bused up to the Greenville area on those buses. Sheriff Lewis told us they are handed by the federal government a $400 Visa card. They then take that card loaded with the money that's on it, and they give it to the bus driver for payment. He says they pull in. A lot of you have seen them. A lot of you have asked about them. He says you pull in. Some of them stay here in the upstate. Others go on. They move on. He doesn't know exactly how many stay here. If 2,000 stay here, it would be shocking. He also told us something else shocking. He said a lot of them are, you know, Hispanic folks who've come up here from South and Central America, as you'd expect, but that they are also finding, the sheriff said, Afghanis, Chinese illegal immigrants, Pakistanis. Folks, Pakistan is a country the Taliban operates in. Afghanistan, we couldn't vet them if we wanted to. That government declared war on us last week. That's the Taliban. Maybe it didn't cover that for some reason. Anyway, they're here. That's scary. Sheriff Hobart Lewis wants to do something about it, but he needs a change in the law, which is why we're talking to Representative Thomas Beach this morning. He represents Anderson, Greenville, and Pickens counties. Welcome, Representative.
Good morning. Good morning. And thank the Lord for Sheriff Lewis and in Greenville County and Sheriff McBride down in Anderson County, because they both feel the same way. They're very frustrated because they feel their hands are tied, and I know a lot of our citizens are very frustrated and need some answers. And my greatest concern at the State House in Columbia is our leaders taking this illegal invasion seriously, because I just don't think so. I think that a lot of leaders are concerned about looking like the bad guy. And if we look at policy that was filed, I was the representative that caught language in a bill last year that would give occupational licenses to illegal aliens, making it harder for American families and workers. And
that was Neil Cox, correct? Do I have that right? Or no?
I can't remember the sponsor of the bill that had that language in there, but I was the one who caught it and stopped it. And so, you know, I asked, you know, the governor and the people of the National Guard, how many troops did you send to the border? They told me 50. And I think we're sitting on our hands. We have a serious invasion, and we need to be serious about it. And so I'm so thankful for Hobart Lewis, Chad McBride in the Freedom Caucus, Freedom Caucus and myself, that are really trying to file legislation to tackle this issue.
Okay, so Hobart Lewis says our sheriff for Greenville County says your legislation would allow him to do something about these buses full of illegal immigrants that just roll in here day after day after day after day. Explain to me what your legislation does and how it would make a difference.
We got two pieces of legislation. Representative Mike Burns and myself were working on one that would going to be the attorney general can do seizures. And that's the first one where the seizures of planes and buses.
Okay.
It's like a RICO style bill. And so if the attorney general sees that there's an operation going on that involves illegal alien activities, the law enforcement come and seize those buses. Now, the other bill that we have that I'm filing is that I want to make it very expensive to do business in South Carolina. And what I thought about and what I came up with was if we could certify county deputies to be able to pull over these motor carriers and do inspections just like the DOT agents do. So if you're driving down the interstate, you might see a truck pulled over and the flashing blue lights, and they're just doing an inspection on the motor carrier, and they can write tickets. So what happens is motor carrier companies want to keep a low score. And if you get tickets, that increases the score, and which increases the premiums, insurance premiums. So you don't want to have tickets, but if we start citing these motor carriers for whatever reason, it jacks up their insurance rates, and motor carriers are like, we're not coming to South Carolina because it's just too costly to operate there. That was the other issue. My concern was when you talk to the sheriff, he feels his hands are tied because we're not allowed to enforce immigration laws. We can't deport people ourselves. And so I was thinking, well, if we can't do it head on, let's go a roundabout way. Let's hit them in the pocket. And so that's the purpose of my bill, is to make it very expensive by writing tickets. And then if you're going to be writing tickets, their insurance premiums skyrocket. And it's just way too costly to operate in South Carolina. It needs to be fine-tuned because at the same time, I need to make sure that we protect the flow of commerce. So I'm still working out the wrinkles, but that's the goal. But we have other legislation that we're the Freedom Caucus and I are pushing to tackle this invasion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Real quick, so the first one, and that was the one I think the sheriff was very interested in. You said it would let him impound these buses that the Biden administration is sending illegal immigrants up here on. Like, what does that mean exactly? Like, keep them or keep them forever? Or how would that work exactly?
Yes. So if law enforcement finds illegal operations, the attorney general can commence a RICO-based seizure. In other words, we're going to seize their buses and planes and keep them ourselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's, hats off to Representative Mike Burns. He's the genius on that. And him and I have been working on this bill together. There's a group here in the upstate. It's very frustrating down in Columbia because it's like everybody's in a bubble. A lot of us Freedom Caucus folks, we come back home, and we don't have houses down there in Columbia. We come home. We travel, sometimes 4 hours a day, take our kids to school in the morning, come back and help them with homework at night. But we live here, and we we're with the citizens and we see what's going on. And so, you know, Burns is one of these folks. And so is the other members of the Freedom Caucus. And so we really want to be able to work with our fantastic sheriffs who are trying their best to do what they can, but they need help. And the 17 Freedom Caucus members need the help of the people. I mean, we all have challenges and we want to be able to, push these bills through. But we're just only 17 of us.
So what bills, because we're always happy to help, what bills do you think, in addition to that one, I think that would be great, do you have that right now would stop this? Because, you know, essentially what Hobart Lewis is telling us yesterday is, hey, we keep thinking, oh, the illegal immigrants are going to New York. We're seeing the chaos there. They're going to Texas. We're seeing the chaos there. But, I mean, again, this is 15,000 to 16,000 a year rolling into here on buses, some of them moving on, but some of them staying. Those are big numbers. That's going to change the upstate, especially if we have foreign nationals who could theoretically be terrorists. I mean, there's no way to vet them, so we can't know, in terms of Afghanis, Pakistanis, people like that. So what can you do? Is there anything else you can do that you need our help on, and any other bills that we can help with?
Yeah, so I have another bill that I'm developing right now, and it mandates that law enforcement check the immigration status on anyone who gets arrested through a Department of Homeland Security called the SAVE program. It's the SAVE means Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, and so it's like, you know how if you get arrested, you get your fingerprints, right? And they check the system to see anything. Well, it's kind of it's like that, and so I'm trying to work on using the federal database to check the illegal immigration status. I'm still working that bill out, but that's coming down the pipe. I know that we have another bill, House Bill 4120, which has an illegal immigration enforcement unit here in South Carolina law enforcement. I'm working with other leaders on that issue. We have Stuart Jones, who's and I have been working together on, having it was about driver's license. You can't drive a vehicle with a driver's license that's not recognized in the state, and it comes with a penalty. That was, I think, was a 4678 with Stuart Jones in there. So there are several pieces of bills, and they're just bills, but they, I think because of political games, there's that division, and once again, the Republicans versus the Freedom Caucus, that a lot of our bills are not being brought to the table. And I want voters to really consider, if you really want somebody to fight for you and fight for them, prioritize the American citizen over illegal aliens, then get behind us and help us get past the June election. I feel that we can get some of this important legislation passed.
Well, and an easy way to keep up with you guys, how I keep up with you guys, you got a Twitter account. They can follow you there, the Freedom Caucus. You are basically the Republican Party in our state legislature. Unfortunately, the rest of the Republicans tried to oust you because they're really Democrats. So tell us, what is your Twitter handle? How can we find you there? Can you hear me? No, he's gone. All right. I think equipment's dropped him. All right. Representative Thomas Beach. I'll look it up and tell you in the next segment. Representative Thomas Beach, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.